USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A 17-year-old suspected of killing two teenagers in North Carolina was arrested Wednesday and charged with two counts of first-degree murder more than 2 weeks after the victims were found shot dead. The teenager had been on the lam since ATV riders found the bodies of 14-year-old Lyric Woods and 18-year-old Devin Clark near a gravel road beneath a power line easement in Orange County on September the 18th. Panthers quarterback Baker Mayfield isn't fazed by the boos he heard Sunday from the hometown crowd at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, where Carolina fell to Arizona 26-16. When speaking to reporters after the game, the 27-year-old quarterback said he and his team will be just fine after the Panthers were mercilessly booed in the fourth quarter when they failed to pick up a first down on a drive. This is USA Radio News.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.